I am substituting for the substitute teacher.
我是给代课老师的代课老师。
Okay, so that means we're getting down to the bottom of the barrel, we would say in English.
可能有个成语啊，就是最后的一个。
But I'm glad to be here, and I'm just not 100% today. I've got a bad cold.So, I'm not going to be as friendly with you as I would like to be. I'll be just at a little bit of a difference, or a distance rather, because I have a cold and a sore throat. So,
他有点感冒，有点嗓子疼，所以他可能也请大家谅解。
But this is just an ordinary cold.
这个是个普通感冒，大家不要害怕。
Okay, it isn't...that terrible plague that's coming out of Wuhan.
这不是我们国内的这个肺炎，不要怕。
But we laugh and we must continue to pray regarding this very serious situation in Wuhan. It is impacting people in Wuhan, but because it is so highly contagious,It is impacting people all over China, and indirectly, it is impacting us.
所以我们也要为这事祷告啊，为在武汉这个疫区的人祷告，也因着这个呢，也会影响全国，或者间接也会影响我们在温哥华的一些人呢。那我们也要为这些事情恳切的求主。
So we are to pray about this. We are also to pray that the Lord will use it.For his objectives, for his glory.
Amen. 我们也求主呢，使用这事为了他的荣耀，为了他那个荣耀的目的。
We're praying that those who are directly impacted will be drawn closer to the Lord in all this, that they will realize that they have a big need before the Lord.And that only He can resolve these great issues.
所以我们也要求主带领呢，在当时最需要的、最急需的人，带领他们意识到他们需要主啊，他们需要主，来看顾他们、保护他们。
We don't have an easy medicine for this disease.
因为这现在还没有一个特效药来解决这个问题。
And consequently, it's the Lord.Who is the one who's going to have to help us because we have no other recourse?
那我们已经没有任何的依靠了，这就意味着呢，除了依靠主，我们再没有别的依靠。
I don't know of other issues we should be praying for. Joe, who will be visiting his friend who lost his wife in Timmins, Ontario. So we should pray for Joe and that family.That has suffered this loss. We should pray also for Eric Peterson. He told me yesterday in an email that the weather is beautiful in his part of the world and he's smiling. So that's very good. He can sympathize with us in the snow of last week and the rain of this week.
对，我们也为 Joe 弟兄祷告，因为他回去参加一个追思礼拜了，有个。老人家过世了，也为这个老人和他的亲人啊、都是主内的啊、为他们祷告，然后也为 Eric 弟兄，他在巴哈马那，他很高兴啊、去能有一个中断的时间休息的时间。
Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
And then we can start our Bible study.
开始今天的学习。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are God.And you are over all things.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您是神，因为您是掌权的神。
And Lord, we are becoming progressively more worried about this disease outbreak from Wuhan.
主啊，我们越来越为这武汉爆发出来的疾病而感到忧虑。
We believe, Lord, that you are able to use this to...draw men to yourself.
主啊， 您能够用这样的方式带领人与您更近。
Men often think that they're in control.
因为我们常觉得我们能够控制一切。
But a disease like this, just like the diseases that came and the problems that came in the life of Pharaoh in Egypt, these diseases prove that God is God, He's over all, He's the only one who can help us.
主啊，这样的疾病就像当年法老在埃及碰到的疾病一样，让我们看见神是真的万事的主啊，掌权的主。
So Lord, we pray that you will overrule in all this. We pray especially that you will keep and protect those that we love who are directly impacted.
主啊，我们特别的为那些我们所爱的人，在这些在这件事情上受影响的人献上祈求。
There are some, Lord, that we know and love who are directly impacted. We pray that they will be healed, that there will be no lasting results of distress in this particular instance for them.
我们心里有负担，所爱的人他们受这件事情影响，求您医治他们，让他们在这样的事中不受长久的后果影响。
But we pray also, Lord, that the rest of us will be protected because it's easy to come in contact with this. So we pray that we will not be contacted by it.
主啊，我们也为我们其他的亲朋好友和我们自己献上祈求，求您保守我们免受这疫病的侵害。
So our prayer then, Lord, is that you will give us grace to keep us from the evil and that you will give us wisdom so that we should know what we should do ourselves.
主啊，也求您给我们这样的恩典，让我们不受这恶者的攻击，这疾病的攻击，也给我们智慧，让我们知道当如何行。
Now we also pray, Lord, for Joe and for Eric, and we pray that you will bless them in their ministry for you today where they are.
主啊，我们也求您带领 Joe 弟兄和 Eric 弟兄，让他们在各自的服事上在这时候得着您的同在和祝福。
And then, Lord, we pray for ourselves that we might have the blessing of God right here in this room this morning.
主啊，我们也为我们自己祈求，求您在这个房间里也祝福我们，当我们学习您话语的时候。
Teach us what we need to know.
教导我们，当我们需要知道的时候。
And help us understand.
也帮助我们理解。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Very good. Well, the question is, what should we be studying today? And Eric was on one theme, and Joe would have been on another, and I guess I'm on a third. So.
所以我在想呢，我们该怎么开始这学习呢？因为 Eric 应该有他的一个主线 ，Joe 弟兄上周前两周也开始了他的一个主题。我们在学什么？我们学第三个吗？
So I'm going to take you back to John chapter 5 this morning.
今天早晨
的。But there may be questions. If you have questions or suggestions, we'd like to hear them, and we'd be delighted to get your questions as we go along, either related directly to chapter 5 or questions that would be on a more general subject.
那我们如果没有别的问题，我们今天就学约翰福音五章。大家也可以问问题，有什么特别的问题，可以现在提出来。
All right, John chapter 5.
我们来看约翰福音五章。
John chapter 5, and we'll read just the first verse of the chapter, and we'll read it first of all in Chinese and then in English.
那这事以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. There were many feasts in the Old Testament time, in the times of the Lord Jesus.
在耶稣时代，也就是旧约时代的延续呢，会有很多的节期。
And in those special feast times, the people of God got together.
在那特别的节期里呢，神的孩子呢就聚集起来。
I don't know that we're sure precisely which feast this was. It may very well have been the feast of Passover, but there were two other times in the year when the Jewish people were to get together.
那我们不知道是哪一个节期，但至少一年呢。除了逾越节还有两个一共三个节期犹太人是要聚在耶路撒冷的。
Those feasts usually when you went to Jerusalem, those feasts lasted for just about a week.
如果你那时候去耶路撒冷呢这些节期持续的时间差不多正好一周。
Which I think is a good idea.
这是一个很好的主意。
Canadians typically celebrate New Year's for one day.
所以加拿大呢庆祝新年就一天。
How long is Chinese New Year?
中国新年有几天呢
Yeah, a lot longer.
一周。
So, you Chinese are pretty smart in my opinion.
我们中国人很聪明啊，一周是很好的。
We have a word in English which is called holidays.
我们英语有一个单词叫 holiday, 就是假期。
How do you spell holidays?
Holiday 怎么拼呢？
Okay, the first three letters are easy. H-O-L, that's easy. But the next letter is hard. Because...The usual spelling is H-O-L-I-D-A-Y-S. But it originally was H-O-L-Y-D-A-Y-S. Holy days. That's where holidays come from. Holy days.
And God, 我们今天的翻译或者拼法是这样的是 H-O-L-I-D-A-Y 这叫 holiday 但是呢实际最早呢它是 H-O-L-Y-D-A-Y 所以你就知道呢它是 Holy Day 它是圣洁的日子就是假期了叫 Holy
And the best days are Holy Day
所以一年最好的日子呢就是 Holy Day 就是圣洁的日子
When I was younger we used to spend a lot of time at Bible camps
我小的时候呢我经常在各种的圣经的营会里参加他的营会。
And there are several reasons why I don't spend that much time at Bible camps anymore. But Bible camps are very good because you get together with people very often for a week.
那这是非常好的一个方式，因为今天呢他可能参加的少了，但以前呢一般是一周持续。
The first Bible camp I ever went to was 10 days long.
他第一个参加的会呢是十天。
Those were very, very good days.
那都是非常好的天，每一天都很好。
We spent them with many Christian people.
我在那呢和很多基督徒在一起。
We made Christian friends.
我们遇到很多基督徒的朋友。
We were involved in the things of God morning and noon and night.
我们早晨、中午、晚上都在谈论神的事。
And in many respects, they became the best days of the year.
然后呢，这就成为一年里最好的日子了。
And so, here we have this story in the book of John. But John goes out of his way to say, listen, this was a feast day. These were special days, wonderful days in the life of the children of Israel.
回到约翰福音呢，那这就是当时他们一个最好的日子。因为这是一年里他们聚集过节过圣节的节的日子
So I keep on saying we've got to reorganize some special camp days for us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel
所以我觉得我们也应该重新组织一些营地的日子啊，在对于我们教会来说。
The last time we had a camp like that was probably several years ago, and just yesterday, a man said to me, "That was a good camp. I went to that. That was a good camp."
他说我们上一次教会组织营会啊，还是几年前了。嗯，他说昨天有个人跟他说呢，我去了那个营会，那是个很好的营会。
All right, so that's the introduction to our story. The story goes on now. Someone will read verses 2 and 3 and 4. I guess you can read 2, 3, 4 around, then in English, and then we'll comment.
我们一人一节啊，读到第四节，然后我们用英语读一遍，就开始来讲。在耶路撒冷靠近阳门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子。
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水动之后，谁先下去，无论害什么病，就痊愈了。
All right, did we put in verse 4?
Yeah.
Verse 4 is down at the bottom in italics in this Bible, and I'll explain why in a minute, but let's read it all together.
Okay.
Now there were in Jerusalem, near the sheep gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie. Blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. And to the bottom now, from time to time, an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the waters. The first one into the pool after such a disturbance would be cured of whatever deed he had. All right, so there's the simple story. This was a feast time. It was a very special time. And I think some people felt that this was a good time for God to do a special work.
所以这是一个节期啊，然后呢，很多人当时犹太人认为呢，这也是神会做奇妙工作的时候。
At the feast time, people were fearing God. They were serving God. They were praying to God.
所以在节期的时候呢，人们会敬畏神，也会向神祷告。
And it would not be unlikely that God would see fit to work in a miraculous way at that time.
所以在这样的时间呢，也神行一些神迹也是很合理的。
But this particular story is a very peculiar kind of a story.
但这个故事呢，就很有点很特别了。
These people felt that at a certain time, an angel would come down to the earth, and he would somehow trouble the water. He might get in with his hand and stir it up, or he would do something. And as a consequence, the people would say, "This means we could be healed," and they would try to jump into that water and be healed.
所以这个特别的时候呢，天使会进来搅动这池子，大家相信啊，然后如果池子一被搅动呢，人跳进去他就能得医治。
Well, that's a hard thing to understand.
这个有点难理解啊。
That's not usually the way God does his work.
这个好像不太经常是看见神这么做事的。
It was so hard to understand, I think, that people who translated the Bible, they questioned whether or not that is actually what the Bible was saying.
所以难以理解到一个程度呢，以至于翻译圣经的人都有点怀疑，这是不是真的是这样吗？神是真的要这么说吗？
And I'm really not sure whether it happened or whether it didn't happen.
我也不能确定这个到底是不是发生了或者没有发生。
What we do know is that the people who were there thought it was going to happen.
但我至少知道呢，在那里的人呢，他们认为这是会发生。
And the other thing is that the Lord Jesus Christ realized that they thought it was going to happen, and he was there for some to make it happen.
那至少呢，主耶稣呢意识到，大家都认为这个会发生，所以他也想在那呢使这事可以发生。
We expect that God will do great things because of His promises.
所以我们期望呢，神能做很伟大的神迹啊，因为他的应许。
Some people have such great faith that they believe that He will do things maybe in a totally different way than He has done it.
所以有的人信心大到一个程度，他觉得哎，神可以做一些。神以前跟以前不一样的事。
And God sometimes rewards their faith by doing something I think that He might not normally do.
然后神也会回应这样的信心，就做一些他平常不做的事。
I think of the story of Naaman's maid that we read about in the book of Kings.
在列王记里，乃曼的那个仆人侍女啊。
And she was just a little slave girl. She'd been taken captive by the Syrian general whose name was Naaman.
她呢是一个其实是个奴隶女，因为她是被这个亚兰将军乃曼就是从以色列掳去的。
She said to Naaman's wife one day, because Naaman was very sick, she said, "If Naaman were with the prophet who's in Israel, the prophet would heal him of his leprosy."
他有一次呢，就跟乃曼的妻子啊，乃曼那时候得了很重的病，他就跟他妻子说呢，如果乃曼能够跟以色列的先知在一起啊，他就必能得医治。
That had never happened before.
那这样的事以前没有发生过。
And God was not usually in the habit of healing the general of the enemy army.
那神也从来没有过这样的行为，那医治一个敌国的将军，敌国军队的将军。
You might expect that the Lord would heal the general of his own army, but to heal the general of the enemy army, that doesn't make much sense.
那你可以理解呢，神呢可能会要去医治自己国家的军队的将军，但是呢，去医治敌国的将军，这件事好像不是那么好理解。
But this little slave girl said, our God is able to do that.
但这个女奴隶呢，她说我的神可以的，做到。
And God honored her faith.
然后神呢就真的也响应了他的信心。
And that enemy general was healed and converted to faith in God.
那这个敌国的将军也得医治了，更重要的，他信神了。
So we don't know exactly all the details of this story. It doesn't really matter. What does matter is that Jesus said, "Here's an opportunity for me to do a wonderful work in somebody's life."
所以我们很多细节在这个五章的故事里不太清楚，但我们知道有一点，就是耶稣呢想要医治啊，想要借着这个呢来行一些神奇的事。
All right, so maybe we can read now verses 5-7.
我们继续往下读，读到第七节。
在那里有一个人病了38年。耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要病愈吗？病人回答说，先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正要去的时候就有别人比我先下去。
All right, verse 5.
One
who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." All right. So, think a bit about this particular man. He's an invalid. He hasn't been able to walk. And he hasn't been able to walk for 38 years.
所以他是一个瘫子哈，那他有38年走不了路了。
What would you do if you hadn't been able to walk for 38 years?
那如果你38年走不了路，你会怎么办呢？
You'd probably feel pretty discouraged, wouldn't you?
你可能会感到很沮丧，不是吗？
The amazing thing is that he decided that he was going to go to this particular pool.
然后呢，很神奇，他决定了就去了这个特别的池子。
And he would wait for a miraculous intervention from God.
他也希望有一个从神来的介入啊，就是医治。
And so he would be at the pool, and some miracle would happen to somebody else.
所以他希望在池子里呢，有一些神迹会发生。
And then a while later.Another miracle would happen.
所以过了一阵呢，另外一个神迹真的发生了。
To somebody else.
对另外一个人。
How would you feel?
那你会觉得怎么样呢？
If all the miracles happened to somebody else.
如果总是看见别人发生神迹。
You'd probably say there's no hope for me.
你会想到呀，我就没希望。
Could the man explain what was going on? No.All he knew is that other people were getting the blessing of God and he wasn't.
所以他能解释吗？他不能解释。他只能看见这个现象，总有人呢得着了神的医治，但是他没有。
Have you ever felt that way?
有没有感受过这样的心情呢？
Yesterday morning, I was speaking to a group of people and Afterwards, one of the ladies came up to me, and she said, "Should I keep praying about this? I've been praying for years and years. Nothing has happened."
那昨天呢，我跟一群的上午一群的人在讲道啊，之后呢，有一个姊妹上来啊，她就问我，她说我还应不应该为这件事继续求呢？我已经求了有很多很多年了。
Okay, so I think that.Some of us, had we been like this invalid man, we would have said, "I think I'm going to go home."
那如果我们是这个摊子呢，我们可能会想，我应该回家了，没希望。
Why would you wait and wait and wait? And it's always somebody else who gets the blessing.
为什么一直坐那等啊等啊等？总是别人去先，然后得医治。
Excuse me.He didn't go home.
就他没有回家。
I think that's absolutely marvelous.
那这是很好的一件事。
You could probably have said to him, "Can you explain what happens at this pool?"
他也许会问呢，你能给我解释一下这池子到底怎么回事吗？
He probably would say no because he didn't understand it any more than you and I do.
这个摊子也没法解释，他可能跟我都。对这池子的理解不会比我们好多少。
All he said is sometimes people get miraculously healed here.
他看见的是，有的时候这里的人会得着神奇般的医治。
And I guess he said, "I would rather be around a place where God is working than stay home alone where God isn't working."
他只是想呢，我大概要待在神做工的神迹做工的这个地方，而不是回家。
At the very least, I can rejoice in what he's doing for somebody else.
那至少呢，我能可以在别人得医治的事情上感到一样的喜乐。
So the Lord Jesus Christ comes to him in verse 7, or sorry, in verse 6, and says, "Do you want to get well?"
所以耶稣在第六节就问他，你要痊愈吗？
Okay, what's the logical answer to that question?
那如果你正常回答这个问题，应该怎么回答？
Yes, that's the logical answer.
那正常就说是嘛，我要医治嘛。
But he didn't give the logical answer. He gave an explanation of why it never works for him.
他没有正面正常回答，他就是解释了为什么这个总搞不定对他。
Okay, many of us could say the same thing. Yeah, I want to, but.
很多人我们也会这么说，我是想一直，但是。
We can explain why other people had the advantage that I didn't.
就是我总是想到别人有的优势我没有。
Okay, we could, how can I put it? Many people can explain why they have the problem that they have.
很多人能够解释啊，就是我的麻烦到底是怎么来的，我能解释给你听。
They could even explain why they don't get the cure for the problem that they have.
他也能够解释为什么他不能在他的麻烦里得着拯救医治。
And so he explains the fact that there's really nobody to help him.
他就解释了这里没人帮他。
I suppose that's one of the most common problems.Or common reasons that we have. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, this didn't happen because nobody was there to help me. I was all alone. I didn't have this help. I didn't have that help.
这是不是我们很熟悉的这个话啊，就是当我们看见一个有麻烦中的人，他经常会说呢，我是因为我那很孤单的，我也没人帮我，就是我找不到人帮我，所以我有点麻烦。
Okay, so is that a problem?You didn't have anybody else's help?
你没有人帮助是不是一个麻烦呢?
The answer is yep, that's the problem.
是一个麻烦。
What's the answer to the problem?
那这个麻烦的答案是什么呢?
Jesus will help you.
耶稣会帮助你。
As a tremendous realization, Jesus will help me. If I have Jesus, he will help me.
所以这是一个非常重要的事情，耶稣会帮助我，我有了耶稣他就能帮助我。
So the Lord Jesus says to him in verse 8, Get up, pick up your mat and walk.
耶稣对他说，起来拿你的褥子走吧。
So what did he do?
你看他做什么了呢？
Got up.
他就起来了。
Have you ever noticed that some people, when Jesus says something to them, he says, you do this. They say, oh no, that'll never work.
你碰到过这样人吗？耶稣跟他说，你做这个，他说，不不不，我不做。
Okay, so I've got great respect for this fellow.
所以我对这个人有很大的尊敬。
Because he's got a problem for 38 years. That's a big problem.
38年的麻烦，这是个大麻烦。
And...He's watched the solution for everybody else, but never for himself.
所以他看见了别人很多都得着了解决，但是不是自己没有。
And there's nobody to help him.
也没有人帮助他。
And Jesus says to him, "Get up."
然后耶稣跟他说起来。
And he says, "Don't you understand? I haven't been able to get up for 38 years."
他可能会说呢，你不知道我38年都站不起来了吗？
Jesus said, "No, get up."
耶稣可能会说，起来，起来吧，不，起来。
And he got up.
然后他就起来了。
I think it would be just try to pretend that you were him.
你假设你。
And somebody says, "Get up," and you say, "I can't even remember how to get up."
如果你是他，别人说你起来，你可能会说呢，我都不记得怎么起来了。
And he gets up.
他真的起来。
The question, I guess, is going to be why God would do this, what this story is here for in the Bible. And the answer is because God delights to do things that are hard. He delights to do things that only He can do.
所以我们只是猜测啊，神为什么这样的一个方式来做，它是显明的。他是做的一些事情只有很难就他能做，在这里他给了我们一个这个例子。
Alright, back in verse 2 we read where this took place.
第二节
It was near the sheep gate.
第二节呢，这个事发生是在羊门。
That's interesting. What is the sheep gate for?
羊门是干什么的？
That's the gate for sheep.
那就给羊走的吗？
What's the Lord Jesus call us?
那耶稣管我们叫什么？
His sheep.
就是他的羊。
He's got a special gate just for us.
所以他给我们是有一个特别的门。
And this story took place at the pool of Bethesda.
这个故事呢发生在毕士大。
And the word Bethesda means the house of loving kindness.
这个毕士大的意思呢就是慈爱之屋啊。
In Hebrew, the prefix Beth means house.
那希伯来语的这个前缀 Beth 的意思就是房子的意思。
Can you think of any other name of any other place in the Bible that begins with the prefix Beth?
你想得起其他的圣经的词以这个前缀开始的吗？
Okay, one at a time.
Bethlehem.
What?
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. What's that mean?The house of bread.
伯利恒的意思就是粮仓的意思。
Okay, what others did we have? Beth? I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
Bethsaida.
Bethsaida. Okay. I'm not even sure if I know what the word Bethsaida means. It's the house of something.It might be the house of fishing, but I'm just not sure.
他说可能是打鱼者的屋哈，就是伯塞大。对，伯塞大不是一个好名字。
Just outside of the city of Jerusalem on the east were the towns of Bethany and Bethphage. Bethany, the house of dates. Bethphage.The house of figs. This is the house of loving kindness.
这个是一个还有伯大尼哈啊，那这个呢就这里就是 the house of loving kindness， 就是神爱之屋。
Okay, so of all the names that we've talked about, the house of fishing, the house of the house of bread, the house of dates, the house of figs, the house of loving kindness, where would you like to live?
那各种的屋你要住在哪呢？有神爱之屋，有什么打鱼者之屋，你要住在哪呢？
Okay, of all those names, I like the house of loving kindness the best.
我就要这个人慈爱之屋啊，神的慈爱之屋。
The book of Proverbs tells us that it's better to have love than a feast.
所以是箴言说你要爱比这盛宴呢更。
So I would rather sit down for a simple meal with very little food if there was love at the table than sit down to a fabulous banquet where nobody loved people.
我宁肯坐在一个小桌上，里面没有上面没有什么丰盛的饮食，但是充满了爱。我也不愿意坐在一个充满了各种美食，但是没有爱的桌子上。
So, this wonderful story is that the Lord comes to this man in his great need in a place where there is love, and he heals the man.
所以耶稣来到这充满爱的池子，就叫毕士大的这个边上呢，也做了一个，也给了一个特别需要的人得了医治。
All right, verse 8 goes on and says, The day on which this took place was a Sabbath day. And so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat.
那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。
All right, so... It's interesting that in most stories, there are problems that arise.
所以在很多的麻烦故事里呢，有很多麻烦。
This story is a marvelous story. This man hasn't walked for 38 years, and he's able to walk.
所以这个人有38年走不了路啊，现在他可以走。
Is it logical for him to...carry his bed as he walks home.
所以他把他的垫子拿着回家，褥子拿着回家，是不是很合理呢？
Yeah, probably. His bed's maybe the only thing the man owned.
当然合理了，因为很可能这个褥子就是他所有的个人财产。
But the critics were finding fault.
但是那种挑刺的人就总是能找到麻烦。
So, a good principle for us to remember is don't always find fault with somebody.
对，这里一个很好的原则就是不要总是去别人那里找一些不对的地方。
There are things that are wrong, lots of problems in the world.
对，世界的确是有很多不对的，很多错的事情。
And so the principle of love is this, rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep.
所以圣经的教导是呢，与那喜乐的人同喜乐，与哀哭的人同哀哭。
And so these religious leaders weren't prepared to rejoice with those who rejoice.
所以这些属灵的宗教领袖呢，他们却不能够与这摊子呢一同喜乐。
So the question that I'm putting to you now are twofold. Number one, what would you have done if you saw the man carrying his mat and he told you what happened? What would you have done?
那我现在给你的问题呢是两重的。第一呢就是，如果是你看见这摊子拿着褥子在走，你会做什么呢？
Pardon me? Congratulations? Okay. Yeah, you would rejoice with him, wouldn't you?
你会与他一同高兴，不是吗？
You would say, this is absolutely marvelous.
你说这事实在太棒了。
You would say, where is that man?
你说那个人在哪呢？
I want in on this.
我也想要。
Back to verse 3.
第三节。
Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed.
因为里面躺着许多瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的病人。
How many blind people would have been there?
有多少的瞎眼的人会在那？
Several.
有几个吗？
How many lame and paralyzed people would have been there?
那有多少瘸腿的呢？
Many.
有许多。
How many blind men had their sight restored?
那有多少瞎眼最后都看见了？
None.
没有。
Why?
为什么？
Why not?
为什么没有呢？
Okay. So, sometimes I visit people in the hospital. When I go to them, I often say now, Would you like me to pray with you?
然后我有的时候去医院探病人啊，我会说呢，哎，你要不要我为你祷告？
And they say yes. And so I start to pray with them and for them.
然后他说会，好的，那我就一起和他，也为他一起祷告。
What do you think happens in the next bed?
那你觉得隔壁床的病人会怎么想？
Somebody says to me, excuse me, would you come and pray for me too, please?
有的时候我会碰见，我祷告完，隔壁床会说，要你能不能过来也跟我一起祷告一下？
Okay, sure, that makes sense.
对。
If you were blind and you were in the next bed to this man, what would you have done?
那如果你是瞎眼的，你在那个现场，你会怎么样？
Jesus says to him, get up and walk. He gets up and walk. What would you have said?
如果耶稣跟他说，你起来拿起褥子走，他真的走了，你会怎么办？
You would have said, me too. Okay.
你说我也要啊，我也要。
I'm not going to let this man go.
我不能让这个人走了。
I want the blessing too.
我也要同样的祝福，你不能走啊，你得给我，我也要。
Okay. So there's two responses that are not good. The first response is, it only works for him, wouldn't work for me.
那有两个回应的不好，就是第一个呢，就是，哎，这个只对他有用，对我没用。
And the other response is to say, no, this wasn't right, that was wrong, something else was wrong.
那还有一个反应的更糟糕，就是这不对，你这干脆就不对，你做的不对。
So the question is, why is this story written in the Bible?
所以问题是为什么这个故事留在圣经里？
Answer so that you and I would say, me too.
这就是你和我会跟主说，我也要。
Yeah. Some of you became Christians when you were 38 years old.
有的人呢成为基督徒呢当你38岁的时候。
Okay, is that a good time to become a Christian?
是不是一个很好的时间成为基督徒呢？
Yeah, if you can't do it when you're 37, do it when you're 38.
如果你37岁成不了，那38岁成也可以。
All right, so that's what these stories are here for. They're here so that we will say, if God did it to them, He can do it to me. He's able to do it.
如果神对了他这么做呢，他也可以对我这么做，他可以的，他做得到的。
I can't explain how He did it.
我不能解释啊，他怎么做到的。
All I know is He did it. And if He did it, He could do it for me.
我所知道的就是他做到了，如果他做到了，他就可以跟我也做。
I've often wondered at the physical miracles that took place in this man to enable him to get up and walk.
那我经常想这个物理的神迹啊，就让他能站起来的神迹，我在思考这事。
So if you were a medical doctor, what miracle would have to take place for this man to be able to walk?
如果你是个医生，你会想一想，这样的一个人站起来行走，这个神迹是有多大呢？
The first thing is his legs would have to be strengthened. His bones would have to be strengthened because they're so fragile they couldn't carry his weight.
首先他的骨头他的肌肉必须要先强壮起来，否则没有办法支撑他的身体。
Okay. Then the muscles would have to be added to his bones because those muscles haven't been doing anything for 38 years.
这肌肉就更加难了，因为肌肉等于38年没动，都已经萎缩了。
And when you expanded his bones and you expanded his muscles, you'd have to have a miracle in his skin because there wouldn't be enough skin to handle all the things inside the skin to enable the man to walk.
如果你在做骨头做肌肉的工呢，你就必须得让他的皮肤也要同步的扩大，否则他皮肤也是萎缩的，就没有办法。
And then of course the man would have to learn how to walk.
然后这个人还得要开始学习怎么走。
You've heard of people who were in an accident and they didn't walk for 6 months.
那有的人呢，他在一个交通事故里呢，可能躺在床上半年了。
And it was a big physiotherapy miracle to get them to walk, and they had to learn, and they had to get their brain working, get it properly wired, so that they could walk again.
像这种人，那要还站起来再走啊，是需要很多的训练的，因为他的大脑的协调啊，整个身体的协调，实际上这样的瘫了38年起来走是。
And the Lord Jesus said to him, now get up and walk.
所以耶稣跟他说起来走。
And the easiest thing for that man to say would have been, that's impossible.
所以最容易这个人的回答就说呢，这不可能。
Okay. Was he right that it's impossible?
他说不可能是不是对的呢？
Sure. From a logical point of view, totally impossible.
逻辑上是这样。
Okay. But he got up and walked because he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但他起来，他走了，因为他相信耶稣基督。
All right, that's the beginning of our story.
这是故事的开始。
But it's also break time. So we'll get back to the implications of the story after our break.
我们先休息一下，然后我们会就把这个故事的含义啊，属灵的应用来跟大家分享。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank Thee that you are the God of the impossible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您是那不可能的神。
And we thank you that you're also the God of loving kindness.
也谢谢您，您是那满有慈爱的神。
And so, Lord, as we look at our lives, each of us would say, Lord, I got problems too, you know.
主啊，当我们看我们的生命的时候，每个人都说，我也有我的需要和麻烦。
And some of us would say, our problems are so great that there is no possible solution.
所以有的人，我们甚至会说，我的麻烦太大，没有可能的解决方案。
But Lord, if you did the impossible for him, you could do the impossible for us.
你们，如果主啊，你能给这摊子做这不可能的事，你也可以给我做。
And so, Lord, help us to believe that with your help, you could make us do what we should do.
主啊，帮助我们相信，在你的帮助下，您可以使我们看见那神迹的事。
Lord, the central issue here is that we believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里的是中心是我们要相信耶稣基督。
And so we pray that each one of us would say, Lord, I choose to believe you.
盼望每一个人都说，我选择相信你，主啊。
Now we pray that you'll just bless this food for which we're thankful. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
也求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. All right, so we're going to, excuse me, we're going to carry on our studies now in John chapter 5.
我们继续啊，约翰福音五章的学习。
We'll just have a brief word of prayer again, asking for the Lord's help.
我们再简单祷告一下，求主的帮助。
Lord, you have promised that by the Spirit of God, you will teach us and lead us into all truth.
主啊，你的应许是借着圣灵，您会教导我们，教导我们一切属灵的真理。
And so we pray that you will help us and teach us now as we turn to your word.
求您，当我们转向您话语的时候，帮助我们，也教导我们。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. All right, so I think we got down to verse 11.
第十一节。
So, verse 12 says, they asked him, that would be the religious leaders, asked the man who was carrying his bed, who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?
所以这个十二节呢，这个宗教领袖说呢，说对你说拿褥子走的人是什么人
？The man who was healed had no idea who it was.
那医好的人不知道是谁。
For Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there.
因为耶稣那里的人多，耶稣已经躲开了。
All right, so very amazing story.This man didn't know who Jesus was.
这很神奇的故事，因为这个人不知道耶稣是谁。
He must have known that he was a man of God because he believed him when he had said to him, "Rise up and walk."
他相信他是从神来的人，因为他相信了他。当耶稣跟他说你起来拿褥子走的时候。
But he didn't understand everything.
但他不是什么事都明白。
I've got a friend who's an old man.
我有个朋友呢，他是个老人。
And so I've told him, you're going to have to trust the Lord soon. You're an old man.
我说呢，你应该赶紧信主啊，因为你已经年纪大了。
He said to me, but I still have some questions.
他说，但我还是有一些问题。
I said, so what's that got to do with it?
那我说这是有什么事情有什么问题呢
？This man was walking. Did he still have some questions?
那这个人在走路的这个人，他会不会还有问题啊
？Sure.
当然。
Many of you have been Christians for a long time. Do you still have some questions?
你们在座的有很多得救信主很多年了，还是有很多问题。
I've got lots of questions.
我也还有很多问题。
But I know one thing.
但我知道一件事。
I used to be a slave to sin.And I've been freed.
我以前是罪的奴仆，现在我得。
I used to walk on my own, but Jesus is with me.
原来我是按我的路走，但是耶稣现在与我同在。
I experience His miraculous love and kindness every day of my life.
那我经常神奇般的经历神的爱啊，每一天在我的生命里。
Okay, do I understand it?
那我能明白吗？
Not everything.
不是每一件事都明白。
I know one thing, it works.
但我知道这真的有效。
That's the way it is. You buy a car, especially some of you ladies buy a car.
有的时候你们姊妹们会买这一辆车。
Can you drive the car?
你会开吗
Do you know how it works?
那你知道它怎么让你开起来的吗？
Sometimes I shouldn't be making fun of ladies, but sometimes I ask ladies about the car. They don't know.
有的时候啊，我问一些姊妹关于车的事，他们没有人知道啊，到底怎么回事
？Okay, and there's lots of things I don't understand a cell phone or a computer at all.
就像我完全不懂电脑和手机的这些事啊。
I can only do a few things on this machine.
我只能在这个小机器上做一点点事情。
But it works. For the few things that I do, it works.
对我做的那几件事呢，它是有用的。
Don't wait to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior until you've got all your questions answered, because the devil can give you more questions than you can answer.
你不要等到你觉得我把所有问题都答完了才来信主，因为你永远答不完，因为魔鬼还会给你更多答不了的问题。
The other thing about verse 13 is that Jesus slipped away.
那第二个问题就是十三节，耶稣躲开了。
And Jesus didn't tell him.
耶稣就没有告诉他。
How and why the solution was coming.
为什么也怎样这个解答来了。
You will find in your life that Jesus will often do wonderful things for you, and you won't know where those wonderful things came from.
那你的生命里也经常会发现神会给你做很奇妙的事，然后你都不知道这些事怎么来的。
Jesus doesn't always wait to take full credit for what he does.
所以耶稣并不是一直等着让他等到他得着所有的功劳哈，所得到所有的称赞，他才来做，不是的。
So he is a very, very humble man.
耶稣是个非常谦卑的人。
All right. Verse 14 says, later Jesus found him at the temple.
后来十四节，耶稣在殿里遇见他。
What was Jesus doing at the temple?
耶稣在殿里干什么呢？
He went there to teach all the time, didn't he?
他在那边一直教导别人吗？不是。
Why did he teach at the temple?
为什么他要在殿里教导人呢？
Because people who loved God and wanted to know about God, they would go to the temple. And Jesus said, I'll meet you there.
那些喜欢听神的话，想要更多了解神的人，就会去圣殿。那耶稣就在那里遇见这些人。
Why did the man who was healed go to the temple?
那这个得医治的病人，他为什么要去圣殿呢？
What other place could he have gone to?
他其他地方还可能去哪呢？
He could have gone home.
可能回家了。
And spoken to all his friends.
和他的亲人和朋友说话。
I think if I had been him, I might have been tempted to go and get a soccer ball and start playing.
我要是他呢，我可能还会有个试探，我就直接弄一个橄榄球和足球去玩去了。
I would say I've missed out on playing soccer for 38 years.
我已经三十八年没玩过这球了。
Okay. Why did he go to the temple?
那他去圣殿干什么呢？
He was thankful.
因为他感恩呐。
What God had done for him.
神已经为他做的，他感恩了。
It's far more important than going home. It's far more important than going to a soccer game.
所以这比回家，比去打什么球要重要的多。
Are we thankful for what God has done for us?
我们是不是为神在我们生命中做的事感恩呢？
That's why many of us are here on Thursday morning.
这就是为什么我们周四大家来听神的话的目的了。
You could go to the office and make more money.
你也可以去办公室赚更多的钱。
Why do we come to study the Bible?
为什么我们来学习圣经呢？
Because we want to know more about the God who loves us.
因为我们想更了解那爱我们的神。
He's the God of the house of loving kindness, Bethesda.
他是那毕士大，也就是仁爱之屋的神。
So verse 14, when the Lord Jesus saw him, he said, You are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you.
耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。”
So when God did this wonderful thing of healing for him, there were two marvelous things, or three marvelous things, that the man did as a consequence.
所以，当耶稣神在这个人身上做了神迹之后，那这个人也有两个结果和两个事情他在做。
Number one, he believed and obeyed, and that's why he got up and walked.
那第一呢，就是他相信也顺服了，这是为什么他能站起来。
Number two, he went to the temple in order to acknowledge that it was God who had healed him.
第二呢，他去了圣殿来承认、认可这是神医治了他。
And number three, he realized because Jesus just told him this.That he must stop sinning, or something worse could happen.
第三呢，耶稣告诉他，他也意识到他必须不再犯罪了，否则有更糟糕的事会临到他。
What is our central problem?
今天我们的主要麻烦是什么吗
？It's sin, isn't it?
就是罪嘛。
What's my problem?
我的问题是什么呢
？Sin,
就是罪嘛。
Okay, whether I can walk or whether I can't walk.Whether I'm blind or whether I'm not blind, my problem is sin.
所以无关我能走不能走，能看见不能看见，我的主要问题都是罪。
And Jesus said to this man, "Remember, your problem is sin."
所以耶稣对这个人说，你要记得，你的最大的问题和麻烦是罪。
The consequences of sin affect each one differently.
所以罪的后果呢，影响每一个人程度是不一样的。
But all our problems are rooted in sin.
我们所有，但是我们所有的麻烦呢，根子都在罪上。
And so, Jesus said to him, "Sin was your problem. Sin is your problem. You have the power now because of." Jesus in you, the Spirit of God in you, to keep from sinning. Don't go on sinning. Something worse could happen.
所以你现在已经得医治了，得救了，那你也有从神来的力量，还是不要再犯罪啊，否则糟糕的事，这个事情会更糟糕。
All right, verse 15. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well.
那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。
Was that good or bad?
这个好或不好呢
What was that again?
Good and bad.
Good and bad, that's right. The good part of it, I think, is that he went back to the Jews to give credit to Jesus.
那好的部分呢，是他回到犹太人那呢，把功劳归给耶稣。
I think he probably said, if I go back to the Jews and tell them that it was Jesus,They might believe him too.
他也许这么想的，我去告诉他们是耶稣医好了我，这些人大概也会相信的。
The bad thing was that the Jews didn't want to believe in Jesus.
那不好的事呢，就是犹太人根本不相信。
They wanted more reason to fight against him.
他们更想找一些理由来跟耶稣来打一仗。
Would you like to be a politician?
你想成为政客吗
？Why not？
为什么不呢
？Because politicians are always fighting everybody.
因为政客总是跟人打架。
Doesn't matter what the other person says, they find something that's wrong. When do you find one politician congratulating another？
啊，你有没有发现一个政客来祝贺另一个政客？没有的，他都是找别人刺儿的。
These people were supposed to be, these Jews were supposed to be leaders of the people of God. They were supposed to be reflecting the character of God, but they were behaving like politicians. All they wanted to do was find fault.
那这些人按道理应该是神的仆人啊，是神话语的传讲人。但问题呢，他们却成为一个像政客一样的人，他们满脑子想的就是怎么找别人的毛病。
So, verse 16.
16节
Because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath day, the Jews persecuted him.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。
You think they could have said, you did the right thing, but you did it the wrong way.
他们可能说呢，你做了对的事，但是用不对的方式。
But they said, because you had him, told him to walk on the Sabbath and carry his mat on the Sabbath, that was wrong, and therefore everything about you is wrong.
对，他们的逻辑是，正是因为你在安息日拿了这个褥子。所以这是不对的，以至于你整件事全都不对。
All right, so that's the accusation. You worked on the Sabbath day.
所以定罪的角度呢是你在安息日做工了。
You shouldn't have done that.
你不能这么做。
What is Jesus' answer, verse 17?
耶稣的十七节回答是什么呢？
Jesus said to them, My Father is always at his work.To this very day. And I too am working.
他说我父做事直到如今我也做事。
So how many days were the Jewish people supposed to work?
那犹太人应该工作几天呢?
6 days.
6天。
How many days did God work?
神做多少天呢?
Every day.
每一天。
Okay. Are you thankful God works every day?
你是不是很感恩神每天都工作呢?
What if he only worked 6 days and he didn't bring the sun up on the morning of the 7th day?
如果他只是工作了六天，然后第七天太阳不起来了。
God is always working every day. He doesn't even sleep at night.
他每一天都工作，神晚上都不休息。
God is working for you 24/7.
神是7×24为你工作的。
That's marvelous.
这是非常好。
And so the Lord Jesus said, My Father works every day.
所以耶稣说呢，我父一直做事。
And he says, I'm working too.
他说我也做。
What did he mean by that?
他的什么意思啊？这里。
He said, I'm like my father.
他的意思就是我就像父一样。
He said, the Sabbath was made for man, for you. I made the Sabbath for you. And Jesus was putting himself in a completely different category. Jesus said, I'm with God. He's my father. You are the people, but I'm with God.
耶稣实际上就在这一刻把他和听众分开了。他是意思呢，他的父是神，那他是和神在一起的，但安息日呢是他定给人的，所以是人的安息日啊，他是和父在一起，他是神。
Verse 18, for this reason the Jews tried all the harder to kill him.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他。
Why would they want to kill him?
为什么他们想要杀他呢？
Because he broke the Sabbath.
因为他首先犯了安息日。
Okay, is that a logical thing to do?
这是不是合理的呢？
No.
不是。
It's amazing. You ask people, you say to people now, do you believe in the Lord Jesus? Sometimes they say no. And you say, why?
如果你问别人啊，你相不相信耶稣基督的，有的人会说不，你会问为什么？
Do you get really good answers when you ask that question?
如果你问这样的
Why don't you believe in the Lord Jesus?
问这样的问题，你会得到很满意的答案吗？
And I went to university for many years.
那我去了大学很多年。
And one of the things that I learned there was this. I never met anybody when I was at any university who gave me a good reason for not believing in Jesus.
就我从来没有遇见过在大学任何一个人给我一个合理的理由为什么不相信接受耶稣基督。
Didn't matter whether they were first year students or graduate students or professors.
无论他是一年级还是毕业生还是教授一样的。
They didn't have good reasons for not believing in Jesus.
他们不相信耶稣都没有特别好的理由。
They had bad reasons for not believing in Jesus.
但他们有很坏的理由。
But they were...Smart people.
但他们都是很聪明的人。
And most of them didn't have any reasons for not believing in Jesus. They didn't even bother taking the time to think about it.
他们没有一个有任何合理的理由 来拒绝耶稣啊，他们甚至都不愿意想一想。
So the Lord Jesus heals this man, and his enemies say, "All right, we will try to kill you because you did this on the Sabbath day."
所以也这些人呢，想要杀耶稣，因为他犯了安息日。
I'm going back to academics again.
回到校园里啊。
But there are certain questions that you cannot ask in an academic community.
有一种的问题呢，你在这个校园里没法问。
Okay, and so you don't challenge a faculty, you don't challenge a professor on a particular subject, because if you do, what could happen is they will cut off your funding, they will not promote you, they'll stop you, but all you're doing is asking legitimate, logical question.
有的时候你对你的老师啊，教授啊，你不能问一些太鲁莽的问题，太冒犯的问题。你如果这么问呢，大概率结果就是你的可能奖学金什么就没了，然后你的这个提升什么也都没了。但是呢，你要知道，你有的时候问这个问题是很逻辑的，是很就是会帮助你思考的。但这不能问，你问了他会生气的。
If you were to go to UBC today and write a paper, why I believe in God, would your professor really appreciate that?
如果你今天去 UBC 呢，写了一个这个论文，说我为什么相信神？你觉得你的教授会喜欢吗？
Only twice in my academic career did I state that I believed in God.
那只有在我的这个一生里啊，我在学校里，我只有两次我写下来我相信神。
The first time.I said, but I believe in God at the bottom of my paper that I submitted, and they gave me my mark, and my mark was zero.
第一次呢，我在我的论文的最后一句话，我写了，但是我相信神是真的，然后呢，我的成绩是零分。
Okay, I thought that isn't terribly reasonable, you know.
我说这太不合理了，这个啊。
Okay. Opposition against God and against Jesus. Was it active in the days of Jesus? Yes.
在耶稣的时代啊，悖逆神、悖逆耶稣，是不是这样的一个观点，是不是很盛行呢？是的。
Has it changed in our day?
在今天有没有改变呢？
No.
没有改变。
Okay. Is Jesus right? Yes.
耶稣是对的吗？是对。
Okay. You stand for Jesus, will you get into trouble?
你为主站立，为他的名站立，会不会有麻烦呢？会有的。
Back to verse 18.
十八节。
For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only because he was breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁啊？
He's God.
耶稣是神。
And his enemies knew that he was making himself equal with God.
那他的敌人也知道他这个话的意思是与神平等。
And so they said, "All right, we will kill you."
所以他们说呢，好，那我还是要杀了你。
On another occasion, he said to them, "Are you killing me because I did this good work?"
另外一个场合，他就问他们，你们要杀我是因为我做这一个好事吗？
If he were God, how could you possibly know that he was God?
那如果他是神呢？那人们怎么知道呢？
He would do things that only God could do.
他就做一些只有神才能做的事吗？
Okay. If he can do things that only God could do, then you would say he must be God.
如果他做了这样的事，你就会说他一定是神了。
Only God could do the miracle of helping this man walk.
因为只有神能做到这样的神迹，使这个人行走。
And they knew that.
他们知道。
And they also knew that he was making himself equal with God.
他们也知道他使自己与神同等。
Did they love God?
他们爱神吗？
They were leaders, religious leaders. They all said they loved God. Did they love God?
他们都是宗教领袖，他们都说他们爱神，他们真的爱神吗？
They closed their eyes to the truth of God.
但他们却对神的真理啊，是闭上眼的。
All right, verse 19. Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做，父所做的事，子也照样做。
Verse 20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these.
父爱子要将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
All right, so here's the Lord Jesus, and he heals a man who hasn't been able to walk for 38 years. And he's walking. Is that a big deal?
耶稣现在来了，医好了一个38年不能走路的人，现在他可以走了，这事大不大呢？
What is a greater miracle than that?
那比这更大的神迹是什么呢？
Okay. A greater miracle than that is that he can give him a new heart.
更大的神迹是他可以给他一颗新心。
And a new life.
新生命,
and take him to heaven to be with him in heaven forever.
然后把可以把他带到天上与神同住啊，永永远远。
What would you rather have? Stronger legs or eternal life?
两个你要哪一个呢？一个健壮的腿或者永生。
Okay, then there's no question, is there?
不用想的嘛。
Okay, far greater. Why did Jesus do this miracle?
那为什么耶稣做这个神迹呢？
To prove that he could do a far greater miracle in that man.
来证明呢，他能够在这个人身上做更大的神迹。
And you will find that God will do good miracles for you sometimes.
你也会发现呢，神可以在有的时候在你生命里做好事。
And he will do them maybe in small things or even in bigger things.Just to prove that he can do them.
他做一些小的事或者大的事，就是想向你证明呢，他可以做得到。
Because you see, Jesus' great objective was not just to heal a man who'd been dead for 38 years.
因为耶稣来并不只是要医好这个38年瘫了的人。
His objective was to show that he could do far greater things than that.
所以他借这个事想要告诉人，他可以做比这更大的事。
So 38, is that a significant number?
38是不是个很重要的数字啊？
What else do you know about the number 38?
38还让你想起什么时候？
In the wilderness. Keep going. Okay.Here's the story of the wilderness.
这是旷野的故事。
The children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years.
以色列人呢，在旷野一共40年。
The first year they were in the wilderness, they were getting ready to go into the promised land.
第一年呢，他们是在预备好进到应许地区。
The last year they were in the wilderness,They were getting ready to go into the promised land.
最后一年呢，他们也在预备好进。
But there were 38 years in the middle. What did they do in those 38 years in the middle?
在38年呢，在中间，他们在干什么？
They walked round and round and round and round.
他们在打转转。
Round and round and round.
转了转了转了转转。
Yeah. Did they go anywhere?
他们也去哪吗？
No.Were they like the lame man? Yeah. The only difference between them and the lame man was that they could walk and he couldn't, but he didn't go anywhere and they didn't go anywhere either.
所以他们就像那个摊子一样，摊子不能走路，他们虽然能走，但他们都没有离开过这个地方，他们没离开旷野，摊子没离开池子边。
What was Jesus showing them by this miracle?
耶稣向他们显这个神迹，显了什么呢？
He was showing them that just as God was able to lead that entire multitude across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land, so the Lord Jesus was able to lead the entire multitude to great blessings in heaven.
就像当时神能够把一大群的以色列人带出旷野进到迦南呢，那他也能够把这一时代的人啊带出他们的困难进到永恒里。
How many do you think Jesus would have been willing to heal that day?
你知道耶稣有想能够想医治多少人那一天？
What a tragedy that others didn't say, "Would you heal me too, please?"
所以其他人没有说，哎呀，你能不能也医治我？这是个悲剧，他们不说真的很可惜。
All right, down to where are we? Verse 21. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom He is pleased to give it.
父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
Okay, that is the great promise, isn't it? God could give us health and strength, but God wants to give us life.
这是一个就神可以给我们健康啊。力量，但是他更想要给我们生命。
And so this great promise was here in order that God could and would give to us life.
所以这个是一个应许啊，神也愿意，也能够给我们生命。
Sometimes we get all concerned about the fact that we would like God to heal our bodies, to heal our friends, and that's important.
所以我们有的时候我们会觉得，哎呀，我们希望神医治我们的身体啊，这是很重要。
But far more important is that God gives to them eternal life.
那比这更重要的是，神给他们永生啊。
Far more important that you say, Lord, I want your eternal life. That's what I want.
那比这更重要的就是。主啊，我需要永生，这是我想要的。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son.
那父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
So the question is, who is the judge?
那问题是谁是那审判官呢？
On Judgment Day, you and I, each of us will stand before the judge. Who is the judge going to be?
那你和我都会面对那审判官，谁是他？
Going to be the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
就是主耶稣自己了。
Now, I don't think these Jewish persecutors who wanted to kill him, I don't think that they understood that one day after their natural life was over, they would stand before Jesus.
我们可以想一想当天迫害耶稣的那些人，他们有一天也会站在耶稣面前。
You can imagine that these other Jewish people die.
这些其他的犹太人死了以后呢？
And they wait a long time.
他们等了很久。
And then they go to Judgment Day, because every one of us will go to Judgment Day.
然后他们就来到审判日，因为我们每一个人都会面对审判。
And they walk into the judgment room.
那他们就进到了这审判的地方。
And the judge comes in.
审判官来了。
And they say, I've seen him before.
然后他们说，哎呀，我见过他呀。
And they look at the judge, and the judge says, I remember you.
然后这个审判官说，我记得你啊。
You wanted to kill me, didn't you?
你想要杀我们以前。
And I think he says, I don't think I'm going to get a really good hearing from this judge.
你说，哎，我没有好好听这个审判官。
It is true in our courts today.
在我们今天的法庭里。
When you go to court, it always helps if you get the right judge.
你找到对的法官总是好的。
If you were to get the wrong judge, why, he might come down with the wrong judgment.
如果你对了一个错的法官呢，他可能会有一个错的审判。
Is it important that you get the right judge?
你得到对的法官重不重要呢？
Have you been following American politics?
你有没有跟踪美国政治啊？
Okay, in American politics, the enemies of Donald Trump say, we don't want you to choose the judge.
然后呢，川普的敌人呢，就说呢，我不想要你来选法官。
We want to choose the judge.
我们要来选法官。
Okay, that's what American politics is all about. That's really the focus of American politics over the last few years. Who's going to choose the judge?
所以这就是过去几年美国的这个政坛最大的一个焦点，就是谁有资格来选那个大法官。
Who's going to choose your judge?
谁能选择你的法官呢？
The God who made you is the one who's going to choose your judge.
造你的神，他当然就会。他知道谁来审判你。
Who did he choose to be your judge?
他选择了谁成为你的法官呢？
Jesus.
耶稣啊。
Why do we spend a lot of time studying the Bible and especially the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? They're all about Jesus. Why? Because he is going to be the judge. I'd better get on the good side.Of the judge.
我们为什么花这么多时间来学习圣经，尤其是圣经中的四个福音书呢？因为这就是在讲耶稣啊，所以你更多的了解你的法官总是最好的。
All right, verse 23.
23节。
That all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father.Who sent him?
叫人都尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差子来的父。
Some people say, "You believe in Christianity. I've got my own religion, but we all believe in God. Everything's fine. You go your way, I'll go my way. We all believe in God, you know."
他说：“你相信你的基督，我相信我的神，都很好。你走你的路，我走我的路，大家这个都是可以，都不错的路。”
Is that a good argument?
这是不是很好的理由呢？
No, Jesus is the judge.
当然不是，因为耶稣是法官。
You gotta be careful what you do with Jesus. Jesus is the judge.
你要小心你是怎么对待耶稣，因为他才是那审判主。
啊。If you were to see the judge, would you honor him?
如果你一定要见审判主，你会不会尊重他呢？
When the judge comes into the courtroom, everybody stands.
当法官进到法庭的时候，每个人都站起来。
Okay, I've only met two judges in my life.
我生命里呢，只有
three judges.
我遇到过三个法官。
But one I met on the corner of Burrard Street and Alberni.
那我有一次在那个 Burrard 和 Alberni 这两条街交叉的地方见到一个。
And Mr. Justice Opel was standing, he was right beside me.
那个大法官刚好就站在我边上。
And I looked over at him and I thought, I know him. And then he reached over and he pushed the button to stop the traffic so we could cross the street.
他们都在等那个红灯变绿哈，然后他按了一下行人灯，他就站在边上等。
So I spoke to him and I said, I want to thank you. You're the first judge who's ever helped me across the street.
我说呢，谢谢你啊，你是第一个法官帮我过马路的啊。
And so we had a very little conversation as we walked across the street together.
然后我们很简单的聊了几句啊，当我们一起过马路的时候。
I thought, you know, He was a judge. I must give him honor.
我想呢，他是一个法官，我总是要尊敬他。
And so that's what I did. I actually told him that I thought he was such a good judge, that I would have voted for him, but I didn't have the opportunity.
我觉得他这个真的是个很好的法官，所以我都想投他的票，但是没机会。
Now, how much honor must you give to Jesus, who's the judge?
那你要给法官耶稣这个法官多少的尊敬呢？
You must give him the same honor that you give to God the Father.
你应该把给神父神同样的尊敬给到耶稣。
Verse 23, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father.
那叫人尊敬子如同尊敬父一样。
He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father.
不尊敬子的就是不尊敬差子来的父。
So there are many religions out there where people say,I believe in God and I honor God.
所以很多宗教都说，哎，我相信神，我也尊敬神。
And then you say to them, and do you honor Jesus the same way you honor God?
然后你问他，你是不是尊敬耶稣如同尊敬神呢？
And you say, no.
啊，他会说不。
And then you say, I'm in deep trouble.Because the judge says, I must honor the Son the same way as I honor the Father. The judge says, I must honor the judge the same way as I honor the Father.
那你会说，哎呀，这个不对，因为圣经其实是讲了，你要尊敬子如同尊敬父啊，所以尊敬这法官审判者如同尊敬造物主。
Okay.Now, there are many, many, many people in the world today who don't understand that.
所以很多很多今天世上的人呢不了解这事。
And they pretend that they don't have to come Jesus' way.
他们就假装呢，他们不需要按照耶稣的方式来到神面前。
But the judge says, you must come my way.
但是审判官说呢，你要按我的方式来。
And he has the right to say that because he is the judge.
他有资格这么说咯，因为他是审判主。
And we would be very foolish not to obey him because he is the judge.
然后我们可能会很愚蠢啊，不顺服他，但是你要知道他可是审判主。
What kind of a judge is he?
他是怎样的一个审判官呢？
Verse 24. I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Is that good news?
是不是好消息呢？
Is that hard to understand?
很难理解吗？
If you wanted to go from death over to life, what would you have to do?
如果你想出死入生，你该怎么做呢？
Okay, believe. Who said that?
谁说的？
The judge.
审判官说的。
The judge said, if you believe me, you can go from death to life.
审判官说：“你相信我，就从出死入生了。”
So what are you going to do on Judgment Day?
在审判日，你会说怎么做呢？
The judge is going to say, "Did you believe me?"
审判官会说：“你相信过我吗？”
You say, "No, no, Judge, I didn't believe you."
你说：“不不不，我不相信你。”
Judge is going to say, "You didn't believe me."
审判官说：“
I'm the judge."
我是审判官，你不相信我吗？
Why would you ever?Choose not to believe the judge.
你怎么会选择不相信审判主呢？
I was in the courtroom one day.
有一次呢，我在法庭。
My friend was being judged.
我的一个朋友呢，是在被审判。
The judge said to my friend, "Did you bring me those documents that I requested last time we met?"
那法官问他呢，你有没有把那些材料我上次要的带来呢？
My friend said, "No, I didn't."
我朋友说不，我没带。
The judge said, "You didn't bring me what I asked you to bring me."
法官说呢，你没有把我要你带来的带来。
No, he said, "Judge, I was very busy and I couldn't, and the judge said, this is what she said. She said, "Do you speak English?"
然后他的朋友说，哎呀，我有点忙啊什么。然后那个法官说呢，那你说英语吗？
He said, "Yes."
他朋友说，说的，我是说英语。
She said, "Is English your first language? Do you speak it well?"
他说，英语是不是你的第一语言？你是不是说的很好？
He said, "Yes, I do, Your Honor."
他说是的，是的，法官是的，我说的很好。
She said, "Then I sentence you to 40 days in jail because you don't respect this bench. I am the judge."
他说我就现在把你坐监牢40天，因为你这不尊重这个藐视法庭啊。
And I watched the dear man.Tremble. And he was led off for 40 days in jail.
那这个人就的确他很恐惧战惊啊，被带走了，关了40天。
You've got to be an awfully foolish person to tell the judge that he's wrong.
所以你要小心啊，很愚蠢。你要告诉一个法官说他错了，那你就很愚蠢。
What does this judge want to do?
这个法官想要什么呢？
Verse 24, what does the judge want to do?
这个法官24节说什么？
The judge wants to not condemn you.
他很不愿意定你的罪啊，他不要定你的罪。
This judge says, "I don't want to send you to prison."
这个法官说，其实我不想把你送到监狱去。
This judge says, "I don't want to condemn you."
我不想要定你的罪。
This judge says, "I want to forgive you."
我想要赦免你。
What do you have to do to be forgiven?
那你要被赦免要做什么呢？
Believe the judge.
你相信这个审判官吗？
That's got to be pretty simple, you know.
哎呀，这应该很容易，不是吗？
Here's a judge who says, "All you have to do to be forgiven is to believe me."
所有你要做的就是相信这个法官，那么难吗？
Okay, I can do that.
我能做。
Okay, here it is, very simple. "He that hears my word and believes on him who sent me will not come into judgment. He'll be passed from death unto life."
Amen.那听我话又信差我来者就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Okay, I would have you memorized that verse?
你们记住这些经文了吗？这些经文好重
要。 That's a good verse to memorize.
这个经文是很值得背的一句经文。
A friend of mine was talking, I think it was to a woman, it might have been to a man one night.
我一个朋友啊，有一天晚上跟我说
，And the friend wasn't really sure. Sorry, the person he was talking to wasn't really sure whether he or she had eternal life.
那他就他这个朋友跟另外一个人说，就说的时候他不是很确定对方是不是有已经得救了。
And so my friend led this person to this verse.
然后那个朋友呢，就带着。他说的对象呢就来到这节经文了。
And he says to that person, he said, have you heard the truth of God from the Bible?
他就跟他说，你听没听过从神来的真理啊？
And the person said, "Yes, I have."
这人说，是的，我听过。
And he said, "Do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ?"
他问他，你相不相信耶稣基督呢？
And the person said, "Yes, I do."
他说相信，我相信。
And so he said, "Do you have eternal life? Have you passed from death to life?"
说你相信永生吗？你已经出死入生了吗？
And that person said, I'm not sure.
对方说我不确定。
So he said, have you heard it?
他就问他啊，你听见了福音吗？
Do you believe it?
你接受了吗？
Do you have eternal life?
那你现在有永生吗？
He said, I'm not sure.
他还是说他不确定。
Okay, what did my friend say?
那我的朋友怎么跟他说的？
He said, is English your first language?
他也会说你说不说英语呢？英语是你的母语吗？
Okay, that's what it says.
就是圣经上讲的吗？
The judge said, you will be forgiven if you hear and believe. You will be forgiven.
因为你法官讲得很清楚，你会被赦免，只要你听见又接受了，你就被赦免。
Is that good news?
这是不好消息。
Here's a man lying on his stretcher. He's been there for 38 years.
所以一个人躺在他的褥子上38年。
Jesus said to him, get up and take your mat and go home.
耶稣说起来，带上你的褥子走。
He did.
他做了。
Okay? It was the judge who said to him,Get up, take your mat, and go home.
所以这是这个法官说的，你起来拿你褥子走。
Okay, was the judge being truthful?
这个法官是不是很诚实
？Yep. Does this judge who says if you hear and believe you'll have eternal life, was he being truthful?
如果这个法官说你听见就接受的就一定出死入生了，他是不是很信实的
？Yeah, same judge.
同一个法官。
So, if you were to get to heaven, and the judge were to say to you, why should I let you into my heaven?
好，现在你到天堂，那法官问你，你为什么我要让你进天堂呢？
And you quote to him this verse.
然后你把它引用，向他引用这节经文。
And you say, you said that if I hear and I believe, I will have eternal life.
啊，你就说呢，是你说的。如果我听见就接受，我就有永生了。
What do you think the judge is going to say?
那你说法官会怎么说
？He's going to say, he's going to say that that's right.
他会说对的。
Who said that? He'll say, you said that.
谁说的呢？你会说就你说的呀。
Every child has learned that lesson.
每一个孩子都会学这个功课。
It goes something like this.
这么说。
Mommy, you promised.
他会说妈妈你不答应过的吗
OK what's mommy say
妈妈会说
okay, okay.
妈妈会说好好好我答应过
Alright And we say the same thing to the judge
那我们对法官也是这么说
We say you promise
你答应过的吗
What a wonderful thing
多么美好的事
Of all the judges you could think of Who would you like to be your judge
所有你想得到的法官你觉得谁你想成为你让他想让他成为你的法官
Jesus
耶稣吗耶稣
He's the one I want to be my judge Verse 25
二十五节
I tell you the truth A time is coming And now has come When the dead will hear the voice Of the Son of God And Those who hear Will live
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
That's true of every one of us today.
这个对我们今天每一个人也是真的。
If you listen to the voice of the Son of God and you hear, that's what verse 24 says. You listen and you hear, you will have eternal life.
如果你听见又信了，你就有永生。
And you will live. So the story isn't all about healing a lame man.
所以这里并不只是在讲医治一个瘫子。
The story is all about giving life to dead people like you and I because of our sins. We get it because we believe, same way as that lame man believed.
所以这是在讲给我们像我们这样的罪人新生命的故事，不是在不单单在讲一个摊子战绩。
All right, I think maybe we got 5 more minutes maybe we could deal with a question or two if you've got a question or two.
我们今天先暂时停在这儿，我们看看有没有什么问题啊？五分钟，可以回答一两个问题。
那个创世纪不是说神第七天就歇了工了吗？然后这边又说二十四小时都不休息，有没有
？OK， yeah， that's about Sabbath day.
Yeah.
So if we said 7/24 God is working,
yeah.
But why in the Genesis we said on the seventh day God rested?
Well, he rested from the work that he did of creating the world. He created the world in 6 days.
他从他造物的工作里歇息了，他造物花了六天。
But on the seventh day, that work was done.
所以在第七天呢，那个工作结束了。
So he didn't have to do that particular work that day.
所以他不需要再做那个工作啊，在第七天。
But he did keep everything going every day.
但他确实每一样东西呢持续会继续下去每一天。
So when you pray, when do you pray?
所以你祷告的时候你什么时候祷告呢？
Do you just pray 6 days a week?
你是不是只是一周六天祷告呢？
Do you say, oh, I won't pray about that. This is God's day off. I won't pray today.
你不会找一天说，哎呀，今天是神休息，我不祷告了。你不会这么想。
Okay. So he's working all the time.
他一直在。
He's working for us all the time. So it is true that the Sabbath day was made for man.
所以的确是，那神呢，安息日是给人设的。
God gave us a day off.Because he knew we needed to rest.
所以神给了我们一天呢，停下来啊，是因为我们需要。
And so we say thank you very much.
我说谢谢主啊，谢谢。
But he himself will continue to work.
Yeah, 然后他自己呢，要一直的工作。Yeah, actually the seventh day is for men to get back to God.From their work, right?
Okay. You better translate that.
对，其实第七天对人的重要性是，他要从六天的工作中回到跟神的同在里去，这是对人特别有意义的，因为神是一直在做，但是人需要六天之后休息，你要从你的工作里回去，回到神的安息里，跟他在一起。
那么耶稣再一次遇到那个就是痊愈的那个人，然后就嘱咐他了。我觉得这里嘱咐其实是挺严肃的一件事情，因为他就关照他，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。我就说为什么会是更加厉害
？Okay, yeah. So the question is on verse 14. Verse 14 said, Lord Jesus said to you that.Layman, see you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you. So, this is more like a warning. Yeah, no sinning, but why worse? So, why the tone is so severe, and why worse?
Why is the tone so severe?
So it's a warning. It's like a warning tone, and why the warning is no sinning, otherwise will be worse.The second question is why worse?
I'm not sure precisely how to answer this. One answer could be that if this person had gone back to sinning again, then he would have despised.The grace of God.
那一个可能的原因呢，是当这个人如果又回去犯罪呢，他其实就会轻看神的恩典。
And that would be a terrible thing.
这是个很糟糕的事情。
But a warning is always a statement that says this could be bad, that could be worse. A warning always says something worse may come.
所以之所以 语气严厉呢，更像一个警告呢，就是因为当你会遇到的后来的事会更糟糕的时候，他就会提高语气。对，的确是后来的事会更糟糕。如果犯罪。
There is also a responsibility that goes along with a blessing.
那的确是有一个责任啊，就是当你得着祝福的时候。
A lot of people in life don't realize that.
很多人在生命里也没有意识到这一点。
But when God gives a great privilege, a great blessing, a responsibility goes with it.
所以当神给你一个很大的荣幸，给你一个很大的祝福的时候，这同时也是有责任在这里面的。
You get a job.
你是有个工作在里面。
You'll get some money from doing the work.
哦，对，如果你得到一个工作，或者你从工作里得到一些神的供应。
What happens if you don't live up to the responsibility?
那如果你没有响应这当中的责任呢？
You get fired.
那你就被开除了，对吧？
In a family, you get great privileges. What happens if you don't live up to that responsibility?
在家庭里也是一样，你在一个位置上你会有一些荣幸，但你如果你没有响应这个位置的责任呢？
You get fired.
你被踢出去。
Even if your name is Harry. And your wife is Megan.
即使你叫 Harry， 你太太叫 Megan， 也是一样的啊。
Okay. That's a tragic story.
对，这个很悲哀的故事啊。
Okay. Very few men in the history of this world ever born into greater privilege than Harry.
这个时代的人没有谁能够像 Harry 那样，他有个这么大的荣幸。
He said, I don't care about my responsibility.
他说呢,
I'm going to go with my wife.
我不在乎我的责任，我要跟我的太太走了。
What a tragedy.
多么悲哀的事。
What a tragedy. And this man was healed.
这个人得医治了。
And the Lord Jesus said to him, now remember, with this great blessing comes the responsibility. Don't go back to the same sin.To another sin that brought you down. Don't go back there. You know the difference now. Don't go back to sin.
耶稣就在说呢，你现在得着这大的恩典，医治这么大，能站起来，那是有责任的。你不要再回到，带你原来进到这摊子的这个罪里去，那要受的是会更大的。
All right, our time has gone.
时间呢到了哈。
It's been a privilege to be with you this morning.
今天早上
I think Joe will be with you next week.
很高兴跟大家在一起，只有下周会回来。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you're a God who loves us.
主啊，我们谢谢您，因为您是一位爱我们的神。
We marvel that you are willing to bring the miraculous powers of God right down to our lives.
我们如此高兴，因为您愿意把神的大能啊，神迹般的大能带到我们中间来。
And you healed that lame man so he could walk.
您医治了那瘫子，使他可以行走。
And you want to give eternal life to each one of us.
您愿意给我们每一个人永恒的生命。
Lord, may we say, thank you, Lord, that's what I want. Please give me your eternal life. I choose to believe you.
主啊，我盼望我们说，我愿意要这永恒的生命，我愿意接受。
So we give thanks now. Pray that you will bless us throughout the rest of this day.
我们献上感恩，祝福我们今天余下的时间。
And we think, Lord, about the many great issues that face many of us in life.
主啊，我们也想到我们每一个人生命里面对的许许多多的需要和困难。
Some, Lord.Are concerned about this terrible outbreak of disease in Wuhan and around China.
我们有的人很为在武汉和中国已经发生的这大的疾病而感到忧虑。
For those we love, Lord, who are affected, we pray for the mercy of God and the blessing of God upon them.
啊，对那一切爱主的、受这件事情影响的，也求您啊、爱他们、医治他们、保护他们。
Others we know, Lord, we love are very, very sick, and we pray that you'll be gracious to them and raise them to health and strength.
对于那一切其他的我们所爱的人在病中的，也求您医治他们，使他们回到健康的状态。
But especially, Lord, that they might find the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
我们特别的求您使他们能够接受基督成为他们的救主。
A healthy body going to hell is no great reward, Lord.
主啊，即便一个健康的身体进到地狱里，又有什么益处呢？
So we pray that you'll just bless us through the rest of the day and the rest of the week.
主啊，祝福我们余下的时间和这一周余下的时间。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.